Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Hey, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. While we're enjoying this beautiful Indian summer weather, can you still say Indian summer and not get in trouble? Anyway, they used to call it Indian summer weather. You know what I mean. Beautiful, nice, sunny, warm days, really cool nights. And the forecast for tonight for the Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Dewey-Humboldt area calls for a very windy low of 51. It's getting cool at night, so enjoy your remaining dwindling summer days while you can. We're going to enjoy today's guest because we got a packed show for you. We're going to open up by talking about the Sedona Wine Fest with Paula Woolsey, and then Susan and Joe Rubio will be here to talk about the Free Wheelchair Mission. That's that wonderful nonprofit that brings precious mobility for the first time to people surviving, and I mean barely surviving, in third world poverty. Also, our buddy Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society will be here to talk about Barktoberfest and about adopting senior dogs. The Barktoberfest will be coming soon to the Antelope Hills Golf Course. If you're a movie buff, keep in mind new movies opening tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. Include Downton Abbey, Rambo Last Blood, come on, Sylvester, you're 73, and the Brad Pitt astronaut drama Ad Astra, where he goes into outer space trying to find his father, who is presumed dead, also an astronaut, and his father just might be alive and in space and causing weird things to happen on Earth. So a real good mystery there, Ad Astra. Another pretty good one, Brittany Runs a Marathon, opens tomorrow at the Harkins Now. Movies that are leaving the theater after today's showing, today's your last chance, including Good Boys. That's for parents of middle schoolers who just don't swear quite enough. Also, After the Wedding, a pretty good movie with Julianne Moore and Michelle Williams, I saw the other day, and The Dog Lover's Weeper, The Art of Racing in the Rain. Go to Harkins.com for your showtimes. By the way, remember how those movie studios used to advertise, showing now at a theater near you? Well, comic Stephen Wright used to hear that and go, how do they know where I am? Well, we know where Paula Woolsey is. She's in Sedona, calling in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect.
Hi, Paula. This is DJ.
I cannot hear you right now, but I trust you can hear me. We're in the middle of a commercial break. We've got about a minute to go. And as soon as the commercial break is over, I will bring you into the live broadcast. So please stand by. You called at the perfect time. So we'll bring you in about 1 minute.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank. Or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills?
Okay,
then Truro
on
Pest Control, a leading
seconds.
Pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, it's always nice to have a friend in the studio. Our friend right now is on the telephone, Paula Woolsey. You got a big weekend coming up, don't you?
We sure do. Nice to talk to you.
It's always great to, even because it means it's that time of year. You know, the colors are starting to show. It's wine time. Tell us about how many years you've been involved with the Sedona Wine Fest.
Well, this is our 11th annual Wine Fest. We're pretty excited about it. It's going to be a great event. We're going to see a lot of people out next weekend. Hope to see everybody come out and join us, taste some delicious wines. It's going to be the best lineup we've ever had.
Boy, it just gets better every year. Now, you're the vice president of the Verde Valley Wine Consortium, and you have rounded up a whole bunch of winemakers to attend and to vend this year. Tell us who some of those wineries are.
Well, we've got 26 wineries attending this year, which is it's an incredible lineup. We've got wineries from that you're probably recognized from the Verde Valley. We've got Page Springs, mm-hmm. Caduceus, Chateau Tumbleweed, Yavapai College, Southwest Wine Center. We've also got a number of wineries that are coming up from down south, from the Sonoyta area. We've got Birds and Barrels from the Wilcox area. We've got Deep Sky Vineyards and Four Tails Vineyards. We've got a couple of new ones we haven't had up before, High Lonesome Vineyards, Lamarita Cellars. So this year, you know, we're showcasing 26 wineries, all individual, all amazing wineries. But what we like to be able to do is bring the wineries that, you know, we don't get up in the Verde Valley except for during Sedona Wine Fest that mm-hmm. hail from places down south. So we bring them up and they enjoy the weekend and they get to see Sedona, and Sedona residents and people in the valley get to meet these wineries they may not ever get around to getting down to see in Wilcox, which is great.
Now, I know in some states wineries will operate that import a certain percentage of their grapes from other states. Are these strictly Arizona producers?
Yes, absolutely. These are all Arizona producers. These wineries are not importing grapes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that wineries have to do in the very beginning when they're waiting for their grapes to grow. You know, you plant a vineyard, it's not going to be instant wine. It's going to be 3 to 4 years, maybe 5 years sometimes for reds, to get that first bottle of wine. So when the wineries are new, and this is something they did here in Arizona, but it's been a long time. We've got very established wineries. Everybody's doing Arizona grapes. New wineries now in Arizona can purchase grapes from existing vineyards in Arizona, so there's really no need to go out of state to secure fruit anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is coming up next weekend, the 28th and 29th, correct?
Yep, 28th and 29th from 11 to 5 at the Posse Grounds Park again in beautiful Sedona. People should get there a little bit early. We've got tickets on sale. Just get over to SedonaWineFest.com. Saturday's selling out fast, so if people want Saturday tickets, we suggest you get over there, get online, get those early bird tickets now. We will have some available at the door, but last year we learned that, you know, we had to stop ticket sales at about 1 o'clock because we were selling out. So if you want to go Saturday, get over there and get those early bird tickets.
And anybody who's driven through Sedona on a Saturday knows, get there early, right?
Well, yeah, this is September. September is season in Sedona. Mm-hmm. It is busy. It can take some time just to get from one side of Sedona, if you're in the village, to the other side of Sedona. It takes a while if you're staying in a hotel even to get the shuttles over there. So, you know, come early. It's going to be running all day, so you don't have to get there crack of dawn. But, you know, try to think about there will be some lines for sure, and you don't want to wait too long in the car.
And it's not like there's nothing else to do in Sedona on a weekend, right?
Yeah, there's a few things you could
just
do.
Just a few things.
You know, take a balloon ride, go for a Jeep tour, go hiking. There's
goodness.
Plenty to do. Or go on down to Cottonwood and check out the tasting rooms. You got a lot of wineries in the area you can go see.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, on Saturday also, you've got a paint out. What is that?
Well, we've been doing this for a few years now. We're partnered with Sedona Arts Center, and they bring in a bunch of plein air artists who actually paint while they're there between 1 and 3. They'll paint a piece, and then the board of the Sedona Fair, Inc. will judge and determine which ones are the winners, and they get medals. And it's really fun because you can watch these guys paint. It's a great time to watch. If you're into the art, come on Saturday, come and see that. You can come both days. And Sunday we've got a live band this year, which we've kind of gone back to our original roots a little bit there, because we do have a DJ both days. But we've got the Naughty Bits coming out on Sunday, which is a great local band. They're sort of an 80s cover band that have a pretty big following. So that's going to be Sunday from 1 to 5. Come see the Naughty Bits.
And you also have, I believe, a T-shirt printing pop-up?
Yeah, that's new for us. Bueno Marketplace, which is located in Cottonwood. They're a local print shop, Silk Screeners. And they'll come out and do for your event. And we have a custom T-shirt design. That T-shirt is only going to be available, you know, for those 2 days. And you'll print to order. You get to pick out your shirt, pick out your color, pick out the design, where you want the logo, whatever, however you want to do it. The attendee chooses their shirt, and then they get it printed right there. And that's the only time these Sedona Wine Fest T-shirts will be available. It's a pop-up. They're there for 2 days, and then they go away.
You know, for those who want to get there to Sedona Friday evening, you've got something worth their while at the Sound Bites Grill, don't you?
Oh, definitely this year. Well, this is our second year doing a kickoff party for Sedona Wine Fest at Sound Bites. It's part of their Jazz It Up Sedona series. And so Friday night, the opening party, it's a separate ticket. It's a $75 ticket. It includes dinner, wine glasses, entertainment. They've got two different bands. They've got DJ, what's his name? Will Donato, who's from New York. He's an amazing jazz player who will also make a little appearance at Sedona Wine Fest on Saturday. He'll be there at 1 o'clock playing for about an hour. But if you want to see some amazing jazz, have some dinner. There's a raffle. This is a kind of a benefit for the Verde Valley Wine Consortium. There's winemakers that will be there pouring wine. Just go to the soundbitesgrill.com for more information on that event. It's a separate event, but it's a fun one.
Paula, how has the wine industry impacted the Verde Valley?
Hugely. That's a big question. But, you know, in a nutshell, Arizona and the Verde Valley specifically is a really wonderful place to grow grapes. Mm-hmm. And over the course of about the last 18, almost 20 years now, it's been a slow process, but it's actually moving quite along now. We've got 29 wineries in the Verde Valley with 29 tasting rooms. We have a Verde Valley Wine Trail passport program where you could go and spend a whole 2-3 weekends traveling around the Verde Valley and checking out the different wineries. And so those tasting rooms bring in tourists, and obviously the tourism helps with everybody's dollar bottom line, but they're staying a few days and they're doing other things. So the economic impact of the wineries has been pretty phenomenal, and for the entire Verde Valley, it's not just Sedona for sure.
Yeah.
Cottonwood and Camp Verde and Page Springs and Jerome, I mean, they're all over, and we encourage people to come and spend the weekend and, you know, check it out.
Now, when you mention the plein air painting competition, that's P-L-E-I-N. What is that?
That's a type of painting that's basically done on the spot.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of painting takes, you know, I'm not an artist, but from what I can glean from watching it, plein air means that you're going to set up your canvas, and you pick something to paint within your sight range,
mm-hmm.
and you paint it, and it comes out, you know, fairly quickly.
Yeah.
These paintings, they're pretty neat. Now, we had a car show a few years ago, and they did the cars. They tend to do, they'll do the people, they'll do the tent, they'll do the surrounding red rocks with the big tent and the people in front of it. So it's a quicker form of painting. It's something that they definitely whip it out while they're there. They've got 2 hours to paint this painting, but then it's judged.
Wow, how cool. So tell us some of your favorite wines that you've had as a part of the Sedona Wine Fest over the years.
Oh, that's a hard question. There's so many good wines. You know, I'm partial to the wines from Arizona Stronghold. I really like their white blend Tazi. I like the wines from Chateau. I like all the wines. Don't get me wrong. I could name one from every winery that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Chateau Tumbleweed has a wonderful rosé. Southwest Wine Center is doing 3 different rosés. I mean, this is kind of like the rosé time of the year. Nice, cool bottle of wine out there. It's when it's hot in Arizona, you know, for me, at least, it's hard to kind of pound red wine. So I stick with the whites and the rosés this time of year, and this is the season. They're releasing them now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in the middle of, well, we're almost at the end of harvest now. This is harvest season, and the wineries are currently bottling reds, making room for new things, and they're releasing whites so they can make room for put stuff into barrel and put stuff into tank for next year. So the grapes are all in, or most of the grapes are in. It's been a pretty fast, wild, you know, we've had a kind of a weird monsoon season this year, and usually when you have monsoons, you can kind of time your harvesting between the storms.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's been not as much rain, not as much kind of time to time anything. A lot of grapes coming in all at once, but really high quality grapes because we haven't had to worry about the monsoons watering down the quality of the grapes. So had to get it done faster. Grapes are in tank and in barrel now, and we're looking forward to a really good 2019 vintage. So this is the time to be buying your 18s. You know, come on out to Sedona Wine Fest and purchase those wines for holidays, holiday gifting, holiday entertaining. This is going to be your opportunity to walk out of there. They're, all the wineries are doing specials. You know, we want to encourage people to come and buy wine, check out the food trucks, come for the day. You know, and something that people didn't understand, I think it's good to get them to know, is that designated drivers, people that are non-drinkers, they don't have to pay $35 to get in the door. Mm-hmm. They're welcome to come in. They're just not going to get to drink wine.
Yeah.
So we encourage people to come and drink the wine, listen to the music. If you don't want to drink the wine, come listen to the music anyway and buy food and check out the vendors.
Yeah, and you can also get a combo ticket for Saturday and Sunday for a bargain price, can't you?
Yes, you can. Right now, there's still a few of those left. I think it's like 90 left. The last week of ticket sales, they just go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got some giveaways. Those are going to be a way for people to get a few of those tickets. But the Saturday-Sunday combos are going quick, and the Saturday tickets are going quick. Sunday's always slower because the people that come into town tend to be on their way home
mm-hmm.
on Sunday. So we say, sort of make Sunday the locals day. We want the people in the Tri-Cities areas and the places around the Verde Valley that can come and go within a day. Come on Sunday. It's a little less crazy. We'll have the band this year. It's going to draw a lot of people are going to come for the band, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But there's more tickets left for Sunday right now.
And last but not least, is there a website people can go to for all the information?
Absolutely. SedonaWineFest.com. Simple as that. www.SedonaWineFest.com.
And we always look forward to talking to Paula Woolsey because that means it's Sedona Wine Fest time, a wonderful time of year. Thanks for joining us today on the Q&A. Paula, hope you have a fantastic weekend. Thanks so much for bringing the wines to us. It's going to be a great weekend. And keep in mind the long-range forecast looking pretty good so far.
It is looking pretty good. It looks like we might get a little bit of rain on Wednesday when we're setting up that 114,000 square foot tent. It's a process. People want to see something fun. Come out on Wednesday and Thursday and watch these guys come from Texas to set this thing up.
And I'll bet on Monday you'll start planning for the next year's one, won't you?
Yep, actually we will. we'll be taking down the tent on Monday and Tuesday, mm-hmm. but come Wednesday we will start. We've already got to save the dates for next year. It's all set to go. So look forward to seeing everybody out there this weekend. Thank you for having me on, DJ Fawn, and we'll talk to you again.
You bet. That's Paula Woolsey from Sedona Wine Fest. Look it up. And we're going to talk to Susan and Joe Rubio in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Wherever your journey leads, the Findlay Subaru Forester is ready to go with enough space for you, your family, and all your gear. Bikes? Yep. Kayak? Easy. Tent, cooler, and sleeping bags? Plenty of room. 2 weeks of grocery shopping for a family of four? Not even a challenge. Over 110 cubic feet of passenger room means plenty of room for whatever you bring along. Right now, get as low as 2.9% APR financing on all new 2019 Forester models or lease for as low as $255 a month. Get additional specials available on our full lineup of 2019 Subarus. With your purchase, Findlay Subaru Prescott will donate a portion of each sale to the Launchpad Teen Center in Prescott. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com, selected best of the best by the city of Prescott, doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Offers OAC. Lease a new 2019 Forester Standard model, code KFB-01 for $245 per month for 36 months with $2,055 due at signing. See dealer for details. Must take delivery from retailer by September 30th, 2019.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The St. Louis Cardinals are in town September 23rd through the 25th. See the action up close with lower-level tickets. Buy now at dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. The D-backs appreciate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Day is Sunday, September 29th, the last regular home game this season. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Looking for the perfect spot to hold your next meeting, seminar, company party, wedding, or family gathering? Then the perfect spot for you is the Event Spot. Their 4,000 square foot facility with 200 plus parking spaces is the Quad City's choice to celebrate and gather. Centrally located in Prescott Valley, the Event Spot is complete with a catering kitchen, Wi-Fi, and even technology for live conferencing on large screens. And if you need help with planning, ask about their preferred vendor list. The Event Spot. You bring the event, they provide the spot. Visit eventspotaz.com for more information.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, I love to have guests on this show that I really, really not only like but admire. That's certainly the case right now with Susan and Joe Rubio, because every year they come in to talk about a nonprofit that is just so wonderful, and it affects people worldwide. Susan Rubio, tell us about the Free Wheelchair Mission.
Well, Free Wheelchair Mission is kind of exactly what it says. We deliver wheelchairs free to individuals with disabilities in developing countries.
Mm-hmm. And I remember about, I think it was 6 years ago when I was still very new on this show, Warren Root was here mm-hmm. to talk mm-hmm. about it.
Right. Yeah, Warren no longer lives in Prescott, mm-hmm. but he did for many years, and he really paved the way for the awareness of Free Wheelchair Mission in Prescott, and now we're carrying the torch.
And when you say a free wheelchair, it is something that is amazingly inexpensive, the way you have it all organized, to not only manufacture but to distribute to people in areas where it's not easy to get goods. True?
Absolutely. Our founder, who developed the wheelchair, was in Morocco with his wife back in the 90s, and he witnessed a woman crawling across the street. Her knees were bloody, her hands were bloody, her clothing was filthy, and people were just kind of walking by her like she was a dog, honestly, and you know, dust kicking up in her face. And he was very haunted by this image, so he did some research. He found out why our wheelchairs don't work in developing countries. They're too heavy, they're too expensive, and they break down and don't have replacement parts. So he came up with a low-cost, lightweight, durable wheelchair, and in 2001 started manufacturing and delivering them.
Now, isn't he an engineer by trade?
He is. He's a PhD engineer from MIT.
Oh, yeah, that qualifies him. Yeah.
In biomechanical engineering. Oh. And he has a number of patents and inventions to his name, and this is his latest.
Boy, it's just amazing. Hey, Joe, tell us how you and Susan first got involved with the Free Wheelchair Mission.
If I remember correctly, Susan had gone to volunteer at a church to do some clerical work, and they're preparing to go on a mission trip. They went. She heard about it. They did a video about it. We saw it, and we thought we'd try it out, and we did, and we've loved it ever since.
Mm-hmm. Now, when your group makes these trips, I assume a lot of these people are first-time volunteers. Is that true?
Yes, especially on this particular trip.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of reaction do they get when they leave the relative luxury of our lives here and see how the rest of the world lives?
Well, it's always stunning to see poverty in a developing country. If you've never been to one, you just can't imagine what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And we were also stunned to see how people with disabilities lived. We saw them languish in the back room yeah. of a house. We saw them crawling. We saw them having to be carried. And we saw them not experiencing much dignity because of that.
Mm-hmm. It makes you think, there before the grace of God go I, huh?
Absolutely.
Boy, Joe?
Absolutely.
The other thing is that we learned that in these other countries, all of them almost, they feel like the person who's disabled is inflicted because of really what am I trying to say?
Their disability?
Not their disability, but they're cursed by God.
Oh, sure, okay.
Cursed,
yeah.
And because they're cursed, they're ashamed, and mm-hmm. they put them away in a bedroom somewhere, or somewhere in a house where...
Some kind
never,
of punishment, yeah.
Yes, they never go out.
Oh, my goodness, I can only imagine. Well, because you've... Just to begin, tell us some of the countries that you've personally been to or that these wheelchairs have been shipped to.
Well, first of all, they've been shipped to 93 countries.
Oh, wow.
We have participated in Peru, Ecuador, Chile, El Salvador, and Vietnam.
Tell us about the reaction you get from the locals, from the people you're helping.
Well, that's one of the beautiful things. I mean, there's the obvious transformation that takes place with the person that gets the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
They're delighted. They're joyful. You can just see dignity right away, and they can move
yes.
on their own power when they want to and wherever mm-hmm. they want to go. But we also witness the caregivers and the family members first, the joy that they have that their loved one now has this ability. And relief
yeah.
that it's going to free them up from some of the burden that disabled person has been. And then it also affects the community mm-hmm. because in these rural areas, the community members often mm-hmm. They all take care of each other.
Sure. And these are areas of the world where sometimes people have to go far and wide just to get survival materials and water, mm-hmm. right?
That's correct. You know, there's a person some time ago that said it takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
And we really see it when we go out there. The family is usually a broken family.
Yeah.
So the community gets involved in supporting that child or that person that's disabled, feeding them, caring for them, and the like. The other thing is we're not viewed as ugly Americans like we think, you know, we read about. And one of the reasons is because we let the locals take care of most of the distributions, the maintenance, all that is done by them. We don't tell them how to do it.
Yeah.
They do it locally.
You know, whenever I talk to service people, military people who are serving around the world, they say the same thing, that despite what you might read or hear, because let's face it, the exception to the rule always makes the big news. That's just the nature of news. But they say everywhere we go, people embrace us, and they thank us, and they want to become Americans, an awful lot of them. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most astonishing things about that. Also, Susan, I understand that just 2 years ago, Free Wheelchair Mission delivered their millionth wheelchair.
Yep.
Wow. How many people's lives have been changed by those?
Well, a million plus, plus all, you know, again, like we were just talking about, caregivers, community. Oh. I mean, multiple millions of people have been affected. Yeah, that was a big milestone for us, needless to say.
Sure.
The organization started in 2001, and this was 2017. Yeah, mm-hmm. 17. And so it took 17 years.
Yeah.
And we're, our goal is to get the next million distributed in half the time in about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we think we can do that now because, like, as Joe said, we have partners in 93 countries, which we didn't when we started off. You know,
wow.
It took 1, 2, 3 until we built up to that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going from memory, but isn't your founder Don Schoenberger, is that his name?
Schoenendorfer.
Schoenendorfer. Oh, I was fairly close.
Yes.
Schoenendorfer. There we go. Now, in addition to all of these wonderful people you've served for many years, you've got the Miracle of Mobility, the Prescott Miracle of Mobility mm-hmm. 2019. What's
yeah.
that going to be about?
Well, this will be our third one. We started in 15, did one in 17. And now we're doing one in 2019. And we've been very blessed because our founder, Don Schoenendorfer, has come in each time, which is really a gift. He's mm-hmm. a pretty busy man, as you can imagine. But he loves Prescott. He loves what we're doing
yeah.
here. And this year is going to be really special because one of our distribution partners from Uganda is in the United States, and he's going to come to Prescott and give us a feel for what it's like on the distribution side,
oh,
what it's like
yeah.
to receive the wheelchairs, to assemble them, to distribute them. And, of course, he'll have many wonderful stories of people's lives changed.
And on that note, describe for us what these wheelchairs are made of, how they are lightweight and fairly easily shipped compared to the heavy ones you described before. They really are a miracle of engineering, aren't they?
Yes, you know, we have three versions. The first one was made out of a plastic chair and attached to wheels, bicycle wheels and the mm-hmm. sort. And the second one has been designed in conjunction with University of California, Irvine Engineering School, where wherein it's available in four sizes. It's much more adjustable in terms of width and height and the rest of it, so that it's more apt to be used by a child and by someone much larger.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have one that's called, it's collapsible, and that's really great for the people who are able to work
sure.
and go to school and that sort of thing. We're always changing. We now have a new comfortable seat.
Mm-hmm.
We're changing some of the wheels to make them take advantage of the newest technology.
Sure.
So it doesn't stand still. It's moving.
And, you know, when you rent a wheelchair or buy a wheelchair here in the States, the people who make the wheelchair assume you're going to be in buildings, on carpets, maybe on sidewalks. But you have to make those wheelchairs for being out in the open, on mud, on dirt, on rocks, correct?
Yes. Yes, we have mountain bike tires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all based on metric system.
Sure.
So we have a repair kit. We have written instructions in their own language. We also give them access to someone who can take care of it if it breaks down.
Oh. It's just wonderful. You know, we occasionally get calls and emails to this show saying, you know, I heard your guest on your show, but I just heard part of it. How can I learn more about them, and how can I donate to help their cause?
Okay. Well, it's funny. I was going to tell you that I have good news and I have bad news about our fundraiser. The good news is we're full.
Oh.
And the bad news is we're full.
Sure, that's a good problem to have.
So this is the first time this has happened, which is really exciting for us, although we wish we could, you know, get everyone in.
Sure.
But people can still donate. We have a fundraising goal of 2 containers, which is 1,100 wheelchairs.
Wow.
And it's a lofty goal, but we think we can do it. And the way anyone, if they would like to make a donation, they go on freewheelchairmission.org/Prescott MOM, which stands for Miracle of Mobility.
Mm-hmm. And what always astonished me every year when you come in to talk about this is how economically these chairs are made. Because even a modest donation can get you another wheelchair, can't it?
Yeah, and that's something I neglected to say, that the wheelchair only costs $80.
And does that include shipping?
It does include shipping.
Wow.
Which is a phenomenal price for a very, very good product that
yeah.
works.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of us, to us, $80 isn't a tremendous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice dinner out for two with a
sure.
bottle of wine or something versus changing someone's life.
You know, a really nice dinner out, even with a really good bottle of wine, is not going to change anyone's life. This will.
This will.
Boy, you talk about
right.
You talk about prioritizing your mm-hmm. money. What a mm-hmm. great way to help out. Tell us mm-hmm. once again how people can help. Do you need volunteers?
Sure. We would love to have people join us in this mission. It's exciting. It's fun. It's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if they want to donate, they can go online to freewheelchairmission.org/PrescottMOM, or they can call me if they'd like to talk to a live person. And my name again is Susan Rubio, and my phone number is 949-633-7894.
And they can talk to this fellow on your left, too, can't they?
They can, but I'm not going to give his phone number up.
There you go. Joe and Susan Rubio, thank you so much, not only for being on Q&A, but for this wonderful organization, the Free Wheelchair Mission, you've been a part of for so many years. You're changing lives around the world, and that's just amazing. We're so thankful for that.
Well, DJ, we so appreciate your help. Every year we've been on with you, and we're really spreading the word, hence our full
sure.
Fundraisers. So we
yeah.
Just so much appreciate what you've done for us here in Prescott.
Word's getting out.
Okay.
And that's a good thing. Susan and Joe, thank you so much. Stay tuned, because we're going to check local and state weather, and then we're going to talk with Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society about all sorts of things, including Barktoberfest and senior dog adoptions. That's coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209.
Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Get Real Men's Expo is dedicated to spiritual guys of all faiths. This year is full of exotic cars, motorcycles, and competitions filled with guys young and old in archery, bull riding, and axe throwing. Ladies, yeah, you heard me right. This is a great father-son event that creates memories and motivates men to reconnect with their community and the God that uniquely loves each one of us. This year's Expo is September 21 from 8:30 to 1 at Yavapai College in Prescott. If you're a man, it's free.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of batteries plus bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop into your local Batteries Plus Bulbs store and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 19th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children believes a dead girl stuffed in a suitcase might be from Arizona.
Tuesday marks 3 years since that suitcase containing the dead girl's remains was found in Texas. Ashley Rodriguez with the Missing Children's Center explains.
Pollen analysis conducted on some of the items of evidence leads us to believe that she may have been from or in the southwest, specifically around southeastern Arizona.
The girl had a feeding tube attached to her, but it's unknown if she met with foul play. Contact authorities if you think you know something. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
Prescott Valley has a new police chief.
Stephen Rozier has accepted an offer to be the new police chief and is tentatively scheduled to join the department November 4th. Rozier started his career with the Phoenix Police Department as a patrol officer in 1990. His current position is shift commander. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Extremely windy today, sunny and dry today and through your KQ&A weather weekend. Highs near 79 today through Sunday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt with a windy, chilly late night low with clear skies around 51. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny and very windy, highs around 91 today, a breezy 89 tomorrow through Sunday, cooling after bedtime to a breezy 56. This news and weather, a service of Wallach & Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. And listen live worldwide at KQ&A.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Hey neighbor, new in town? Come over to Olivas Mexican Restaurant for dinner tonight, or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Olivas, inviting you to make Olivas your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Olivas, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Olivas.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:42. Lori Walden is here from the Yavapai Humane Society. Every month she comes in, that means good news because we're talking about furry friends, aren't we, Lori?
We love furry friends.
Yes, we do. And you've got a big month coming up in October. I don't know how you're going to get through all this except with a lot of sleep coming up in November. But tell us about, first of all, what's happening right now.
Well, right now we're at the close of our tail end of summer.
Tail end, yeah.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, tail end of summer adoption special. It goes through Monday the 23rd. Right now all of our adult dogs are available for adoption for $30. All of the adult cats are $5. There is some testing fees that apply with the cats because they test them for the feline leukemia and all that. Puppies are half price, so they are at $150 right now, and kittens are half price at $40.
Mm-hmm. Now, the adult dogs at that very, very low price, only $30, there are all sorts of advantages of having an adult dog, even a senior dog. What kinds of advantages do you see?
Oh, I mean, you know what? Number one, they know how to be a dog. They know. They want love. They've been around people. You know, some of them might have issues, but you know what? So do we.
Well, like just, that bumper sticker reads, who's safe, who rescued who?
Exactly. I have a T-shirt that says
there
that.
There you go.
And so that's it exactly. And the main thing is just that they all find homes. And, you know, an adult dog is really just a dog over 6 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got all ranges of different kinds of dogs, and they're just there waiting for you.
And, you know, you mentioned how an older dog, you know, also might be, you know, much more sedentary, might be much more ready just to be loved and not tear the place up. We have recently acquired a puppy that would make everybody go, oh, and now he makes us go, oh, for all the damage he's done. Because in the case of being a puppy and a rapidly growing puppy, our efforts at housebreaking him mean he has broken the house. So, yeah, puppies are charming and they're sweet and they're lovable. But, man, they can be a handful, too, can't
There's
they?
There's a lot of work involved. You know, and I think the cuteness factor takes over the common sense factor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I got my pup from there when she was 3 months old, and it took us an entire year to
finally get
that girl to go outside.
Mm-hmm. We've been told you got to just be patient with him and you know, be insistent. See, I didn't know that our golden retriever, his mother was a golden retriever. His father was apparently a T-Rex. So, yeah, we didn't bother to check the papers on that. So.
Didn't check the DNA.
Oh, goodness gracious. But, yeah, you got to keep things like that in mind before you adopt. But they're just wonderful. They're wonderful pets. Now, you've got a big weekend coming up Friday, October October 4th with an adoption event, and Saturday the 5th at Antelope Hills Golf Course. What's going on?
So Friday, October 4th, Sparklight is sponsoring an adoption event at the shelter.
Now, that used to be Cable One,
used
right?
to be Cable One, okay. Correct. So they are going to be there. They're going to have their table set up, their tent. They're going to have snacks, drinks, door prizes, all kinds of goodies. And they are sponsoring adoptions that day up to $500.
Wow.
So basically, if you come in that day before, you know, they've reached their limit, they will be paying for your adoption.
How cool is that?
Is that awesome?
Wow.
Yes. So they came to us and said, this is something that we'd like to do. We did it with them in January. It was a partnership with the Hallmark Channel at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it then, and I believe there were 30-something adoptions that day. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know, you just reminded me with the Hallmark Channel and with Sparklight. I got to throw this in there. There's a movie that's wrapping up its run today at the Harkins Theater. It's called The Art of Racing in the Rain. And yeah, it's a dog-oriented movie. Well, so many people wonder before they go see a movie featuring a dog, they have one question. And the way to answer that, believe it or not, you saw the thought bubble above my head, didn't you? There is actually a website, and it's called DoesTheDogDie.com.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's for any dog movie lover. Because you know how they, and I've said in my movie reviews, if you see an adorable dog in the first 15 minutes of the movie, you know what's going to happen to it. Because they got to pull at the heartstrings, or you're going to worry about that happening to it. But anyway, tell us what the rules and regulations are and all the fun stuff coming up with the Barktoberfest Open Golf Tournament.
Yeah, the inaugural Barktoberfest Open Golf Tournament at Antelope Hills Golf Course. They came to us wanting to do a fundraiser and for the fur babies, and now this amazing event. So there's going to be a 9 a.m. shotgun start with a four-person scramble format. It's only $45 per person.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes range balls, drink ticket. There's going to be craft beer sampling along the course, which is going to make playing golf even more fun.
Yeah.
And
please clean up your divots.
Exactly. And it includes an Oktoberfest-themed buffet lunch, too. So,
cool.
All for $45.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have Yappy Hour, which starts around 1 o'clock
mm-hmm.
with $2 pints and $4 positively perfect cocktails.
It's getting worse, isn't it?
I know. I've got millions of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So they're going to
she'll be here all week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Tips accepted. There's going to be a 50-50 raffle. There's going to be silent auction prizes, and then they're going to have other raffles going on. Mini horse from the Equine Center will be there, and we might possibly even have some adoptable dogs there too. So all the benefits come to us.
Mm-hmm. Yavapai Humane Society.
Yep.
And we thank Antelope Hills for them, providing the venue for that. And then, as if your week isn't busy enough, Sunday, October 6th at Watson Lake.
Watson Lake, October 6th is Dogtoberfest. That's put on by Prescott Dog Magazine. So we'll be there from 10 to 3, and we're going to have dogs for adoption there. Our spay, neuter, and wellness clinic will be there doing vaccinations, microchipping, and a stuffed animal surgery center.
Wow. And the month just goes on even more, because on Saturday the 12th, you have the anniversary to celebrate.
Yes, the anniversary of our thrift store, which is located at 1601 Iron Springs Road. So they're going to be having a big sale that day. There's going to be refreshments, all kind of exciting things happening. Don't want to spill all the beans on that,
mm-hmm.
but be sure to check that out.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I want to thank you, because on one of the previous notes, you describe it as the inaugural event, because when I was going to broadcasting school, I had a TV and radio veteran who would wrap my knuckles with a yardstick if I ever said first annual. He'd say, there's no such thing as a first annual until you do it a second time. It's inaugural. So the memory of Brad Harrison, you know, wrapping my knuckles just came back. thank you for getting me through that. And then also, you've got an event coming up. It's the Walk for the Animals on the 26th.
Yes. We partnered this year with the Janice Best Memorial Run, mm-hmm. so it's going to be even bigger and better. Our walk starts at 10:30 on the 26th at Watson Lake. We're going to be down by the pier.
Mm-hmm.
And the trail that leads to the pea vine, that's what we'll be taking. And so we'll be taking that and then coming back.
I've never taken that trail before.
It's really very pretty. It's very woody. You go across a little bridge. So I think it'll be perfect with, you know, everybody having their pups. And it's going to be really, really fun. We're going to have food trucks there, including the Outlawed Donuts truck. I know.
Oh.
And I don't know if you have tasted their barbecue ribs or their macaroni and cheese.
Now, this is the food truck?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, is it? I'm trying to think that might be. Anyway, the Outlaw Donuts is what made me do that because they have the very best sugar donuts on the planet.
Oh, they have the very best everything on the planet.
Aren't they great? Oh,
yes.
I love that place.
And you know what? If you like their coleslaw, I am telling you, you got to go to the food truck and get their coleslaw. They put cranberries in it. I go and just...
How cool.
It's so good.
That's why we love food trucks.
Yep.
You're going to have a live DJ.
Yeah, Eric from Fly By Night will be there playing music. We're going to have games, contests. There'll be a lot of different businesses there with information and items for sale and all the little tchotchkes. Prescott Dog Magazine will be there, Prescott Living Magazine, Whiskers Barkery, some of the different animals hospitals. Boy, if I could learn how to talk today. And some veterinarian offices.
Yeah, a lot of very pet-friendly vendors. Good to have those there.
And so registration is open now. You can just go to yavapaihumane.org, click on the register here, and it'll take you right to where you can set up registration. Then you can link it to your Facebook page so that people can just click right on that to support you in the walk. And you don't have to go around like in the old days with the piece of paper saying, you know, would you sponsor me?
Yeah.
They just go right there. And it keeps track of what you've made and how much you've earned and all that good stuff. So you can sign up as an individual, and then we have a lot of offices that go together as teams and things like that. And I have to mention that the walk this year is made possible and is in honor of Yavapai Humane Society donor Susan Gaff.
And speaking of that, a lot of times, like I mentioned to Susan and Joe who preceded you on the show, we get the request from people, how can I contact them? If I can't take part, how can I donate to them? How can I donate to the Yavapai Humane Society?
You can go right to yavapaihumane.org and click on Donate Now. You can give us a call. You can mail a check. We will accept any form.
And you can also leave you in their will, can't they?
Yes, you can. We've got a planned giving, which is really incredible. And then we also have a pet guardianship program that if something happens to you, you're going to know that your pet's taken care of. Yeah, I'll talk to you about that next
month. We'll do that next time. Keep that in mind. That is Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society. And I've got some guests coming up for you Monday and some final thoughts coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, AMCO, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. Diamondbacks visit the San Diego Padres Friday at 7 a.m. 11:30 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game. Lamb Chevrolet just made a huge bulk purchase of 21 brand new extended cab Silverados, and we've stacked massive rebates and incentives on each one. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. This deal is so great, we're calling it Buy a New Truck for the Price of a Used Truck. Right now, you can buy a brand new Silverado for $27,899. And if you want a four-wheel drive, we have five of those to choose from for only $2,000 more. These aren't basic work trucks. They're all equipped with cruise control, remote keyless entry, XM radio, 20-inch wheels, and a 5.3-liter V8. If you're a general contractor, this is the perfect opportunity to add trucks to your fleet. You can buy any one of them right now for up to $11,200 off MSRP. That's a brand new Silverado extended cab for $27,899 or $29,900 for a four-wheel drive. It's hard to find a late model used truck for that kind of price. Go to lambchevrolet.com to find your new Chevy and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, this is the 50th anniversary season of the Prescott Center for the Arts. Don't miss a chance to see Anything Goes at the main stage this weekend and next weekend. Coming up, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro coming away at 3 o'clock, followed at 4 by Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable. Then join me right back here Monday at 2 with my guest, the Bradshaw Mountain High School Lady Badgers golf team. Karen Russell from Home Care Assistance should be talking about preventing falls, and Jamie DeJoseph with Casey Shaver from the Prescott YMCA for Girls Sports Day. That's Q&A Monday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.